Let's encourage our brother Nino as he comes forward. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on.
Come on, Nino. No, don't do that. Listen, I just want to encourage us tonight. We've just had a phone call just from our brothers in America, and they're giving us $12,000 towards the work in Moldova. Amen. Amen? Amen? That's just a phone call just. And God is moving, amen. Without a missionary, then we probably wouldn't be here tonight. Thank the Lord for our brother Talis, who's come all those years ago. Amen. And unless you have men who will go, how blessed are the feet of those who bring the good news. How will they know unless someone is sent? So basically what I'm coming to is, in England, there is a mission field in England. Amen. Especially amongst the gypsies, the Roms. I'm not using a derogative term. Like Royce said, travellers, gypsies, whatever you want to call us, that's what we are. And in Gravesend, there is about between 3,000 and 4,000 gypsies that we know. In every major city in this country, there is gypsies now. We have, under the leadership of our brother Lee, I think there's about 8 churches now that he is pastoring, and he is founded, and he's continuing with the work. And there's maybe 20 churches amongst the Romanians that we have been involved with, that the brothers have been there. And we are blessed tonight, amen, by this tent. Can you say amen? I have a look around you tonight, amen. That's not the work of a man. That's the work of a living God. Only a living God, amen, could do what's happening here tonight, amen. So does one man make a difference? Yes, one person can make the difference. So tomorrow, for those who are interested, we're going to, in that tent across there at 10:30 in the morning, I want to take some of us through, those who are serious, in how to present the gospel in Romanesque. 3 simple steps, the greeting, the background, and the purpose. For those who want to learn how to witness, okay, in Romanesque, from a good source that's learned us, Rene, our brother, amen, who's taught us the grammar. Brothers now who are speaking very well, our brother Addy, amen, and other brothers, Scott, others, amen, who are learning it, amen. God has a special plan, amen. Clement Le Cossack said, near to the end of his life, learn Romanesque, because they are the biggest group in the world, and they are here, amen, amongst us. So for those who are interested, it's going to be 10:30 in the morning in the tent across the way, and we'll structure it so we can learn how to speak simple words and how to preach and how to witness the gospel in Romanesque, for those who want to come. God bless you. Keep up the good work.